From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. A very warm welcome to our program. Today we will be considering Mary's words of advice to the servants at the wedding of Cana. It is advice that we would all do well to heed. So, in a moment, we will turn to John chapter 2 and the verse 5. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I will be continuing our study in prophecy, which is entitled The Things Which Will Announce the Return of Christ. And we're looking specifically at the great apostasy, which the Bible says will take place before the end. I will also play another extract from the sermon I am offering free to our listeners, The Last Invitation. But back to this morning, before we turn to John chapter 2, let's have some music. It's Trust and Obey. That could well do as a summary of Mary's advice, and it's sung for us by the SMS Singers. Turning now to John chapter 2 and the verse 5, and I want to speak upon Mary's advice to us all. Verse 5 reads, His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Mary had just received a very gentle rebuke from the Saviour in the previous verse, but note how meekly she submitted to it, recognizing that the Lord Jesus must act as he pleased. But note also how her faith in his power is undiminished, as is also her faith in his willingness to come to the help of those whose wedding it was. Mary's words provide us with a wonderful summary of man's duty to Christ. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Let us consider these words and observe, first of all, the words of Christ are to be our rule of life. Men and women are searching for a guide in these troublesome days. What is the right way? Well, here it is, as set forth by Mary. Many would like to understand in simple terms just what the Bible teaches. Well, again, here it is, as declared by Mary. Let the words of the Lord be our guiding light. Of course, the Lord Jesus did not just speak in the New Testament. The Old Testament is also his word. Time and again, the Lord taught the people to live by the words of the Old Testament. Let me read you some verses. First of all, Matthew chapter 22 and the verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. The Scriptures, of course, referred to the Old Testament. And again, this time, Luke chapter 24 and verse 27 and also verse 45. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Both the Old and the New Testament are the words of Christ and ought to be our rule and guide. The words of Christ are gloriously powerful words, capable of having a mighty impact upon the lives of those who heed them. Listen to what David the psalmist said. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Psalm 19, the verses 7 to 11. This is what the words of Christ can do for us if we heed the advice of Mary. But secondly, note that Mary used the word whatsoever. Now, many people make the mistake of thinking that they need only obey and submit to some of the things Christ commands. Friends, the rule is all or nothing. We may not pick and choose what we would obey, but as Mary said to the servants in the wedding feast, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Obedience to Christ entails a surrender entirely to his will. Those whose names are honored in the Bible were people who lived by this simple code. All that God said was to be obeyed. It is said of Noah, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Genesis chapter 6, the verse 22. Peter replied to the Saviour's command on one occasion, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Luke chapter 5 and the verse 5. If we do not obey all that the Saviour says, then we leave ourselves open to the question he asked the crowd listening to him on one occasion. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke chapter 6 and the verse 46. We have a strong motive for heeding Mary in the words Christ once said to his disciples, Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. John 15, verse 14. Failure to obey Christ is tantamount to dictating to the Lord. We tell him that we will decide what we will do, not him. We place ourselves above him as the final authority in our lives. This is rebellion indeed. Mary sets before us the way of obedience and faith. Our hearts would direct us in the way of rebellion and defiance. Finally, notice, there is more than a suggestion in Mary's words that there are times when we must obey Christ even though we may not see the reason for the command. Of course, in the miracle that followed, we see just such an event. The servants poured water into the containers and then were commanded to pour from those very containers that which the guests were to drink. That would appear, from a human perspective, a most foolish thing to do. But true faith does not question the commands of Christ. Remember again the words of Peter that I have already quoted. Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Luke chapter 5 and the verse 5. Of Abraham we also read, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Hebrews 11:8. This is true faith at work. How can I explain the simple command of the gospel, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, Acts 16:31? To the unbeliever that seems a foolish assertion, yet it is what Christ has said. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. That's what Christ has taught us. Do we believe his word? Are you ready to follow Mary's advice today and obey Christ? If you do, you will enter into everlasting life as he has promised. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. It is for this reason that we must defend the Bible and not permit men to corrupt it or deny it. For, as Mary says, his words are what we must obey if we are to please him and enjoy his blessing. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join me again then around the words of Christ. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.